Oh, we're gonna talk about the this is like the kind of stuff, you know, when you sort of skip over during elementary school. You don't really read this stuff so in depth. This is the seduction, or the almost seduction of the wife of Potiphar. So I wanna sort of go through the story, and I wanna try to figure out, like, how is Yosef feeling during this this attempted seduction, and what Chazal have to say about this, and is there any textual evidence to back Chazal's statement, at least some views of Chazal in terms of how Yosef was feeling. Hopefully I'll try to have a nuanced view of Yosef's character during the story. So the pasuk says, V'yachar dvar ma'ela, perek lamentes, pasuk zayim. It was after these things. So she goes straight to Yosef. She likes him. She says, "Let's sleep with me." Okay? It's one of these shalshelets, first of all. You know, that's also a shir unto itself. When in the Torah do we have a shalshelet? You know, it's like a hesitation, maybe. Okay. I think maybe three. So he refused. He said, "Listen, Lady Potiphar." He says, "Listen, my master, he gives me everything. I am like, you know, big man on campus in this house. I can do whatever I want. I can have everything in this house. Kim osach, kasher at ishto. Like I get everything in this house except for you. Nothing is off limits except for you. And how can I do this great evil and sin to God?" Okay, so Vahi kedabra el Yosef yom yom, and she speak to him day in and day out. V'lo shemay la lishkavet slal Yosef, and he's not listening to her. She's trying to flirt with him. She's trying to persuade him, and he's having nothing of it. Vahi kayom azad, it was like this day. V'vo baisa lasos b'lachto, he goes to the house to do his work. Vein ish be'anshei abayis sham abayis, and there's no one in the house. But he's pesayim bevigdol emor. Now she grabs his garment, saying, "Shichva imi, sleep with me." But Yazo bevigdol biyadan, he left his garment in her hand. But Yanas veyitzei chutz, and he fled and he went outside. But he kira osak Yazo bevigdol biyadan, and it was when she saw that he left his garment in her hand. But Yanas achutz, and he ran outside. But tikra lanchei beisa, and she called out to the people of their house. But tomar lehem lemor, and she said to them, saying, "Ru hevi lano ishi vi letzachek bado." You know, they brought to us a Hebrew to mock us. Boy, Lili Shkavi, me, he came to sleep with me, Ve'krab Kogodol, and I called out with a loud sound. Fahi Kishamo Kiyarimosikoli, and it was when he heard that I raised my voice, Ve'krab, and I called out, Ve'yazil Bigdol Tzli, and he left his garment with me, Ve'yonas, and he fled, Ve'yitzechutz, and he went outside. Va'tanach Bigdol Tzla Adbo Denevel Beso, and she left the garment by her until the master came to his house. And she spoke to him like these words. Lemor saying, "This slave, this Hebrew slave that you brought to us, he came to mock me." And it was when I raised my voice and I called out, and same thing, and he left his garment by me. He fled outside. Was when the master heard this, he gets angry, and vayikach Adonai Yosef also, Yosef's master takes him, so he throws him in jail. Okay, so a couple things. First thing, a small point. So she apparently is attempting to seduce him day in and day out, and he refuses all the time. Why now does she trap him? Why now does she accuse him now of trying to seduce him? Like, she could have done this every time that he refused. Why specifically now?
But there's no one home.
There's no one home, but... Okay, so...
Evidence.
So Jack is evidence that something maybe has happened, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Or she's just giving up hope.
Giving up hope, like you said, it is what it is, right?
Might have been the first, like she's been trying to seduce him, but this was her first, like true, like a really being aggressive and grabbing him, and then once he rejected
then it's over. I think there's something to that. I think that's a great explanation. I found the Ramban and the Sephorno, who have different takes, but I think what you're saying, Joey, like this is like she really thinks she has him now, and I might get back to your suggestion at the end of this year. The Ramban says, sort of what Eric said. Vayizol bigo biyada lichvod givirto lo rotsa lotsiyam yada mikocho hagadol b'mano. So she grabbed his garment. So why didn't he take his garment with him? He's out of respect for her.
But if she's screaming, he's trying to get away, and she grabbed him, he's trying to run out of the house.
Well, she's not screaming. They didn't say she screamed. She said she screamed.
Oh, she said.
She said she screamed. She grabbed his garment. That he left his garment in her hand. So he said, out of respect, he's like, doesn't want anything to do with her. So he, Vesir Asal Be'alav. So now he left the garment. I guess he had a garment they would wrap around himself. So now that Yosef left his garment with her, she's afraid that he's going to tell what happened. So she's got to jump the gun and say first, Ki Yifshi Bigdol Yishkav Etzla, that he left the garment to sleep with her. Uvirozo Ki Harimosi Kolini V'Halit Livroch. And when he saw that I raised my voice, he fled. By the way, how can she make the claim that she raised his voice? She raised his voice. She didn't raise her voice. How could she make that claim? When someone else here, like no one heard her. No, there's an answer to this. No one else is home. It's just her and him. So his word against her. The Sfarah is a little different take on this. It says, Vayaras bin Acheder, interesting, he fled from the room, lest the Yetzer Hara overcome him. She's nervous about this. Vayetzer Chutza, Vyoso Chutz bin Acheder, when he's outside the room, Yatza Leito, and then he actually walked slowly. Biltit Nuas Nisa, because he didn't want to flee. Why? Shelo Yishaluhu Malacha Kitadus. Why are you running? Umirot Fech, who's chasing after you. So he didn't want to get her in trouble, or he didn't want to make it seem like, you know, he's like, I just don't want to get involved. When she sees that he ran out of there, what's she thinking? She probably thought he ran out of there. He's as fast as he can. Someone's going to see him. Where are you going? He's going to tell her. So she has to jump to God, and she has to make the claim that he was trying to seduce her. And by the way, what's the... And I think that... I like Joey's approach, and I'm going to suggest that maybe at the end. Now, what's the reason why Yosef doesn't want to be intimate with her?
It's a sin.
Right. Is that the first...
He sees his father.
So that's that. So that is a Rashi later on. It's not. First of all, the text doesn't say that. We're going to see that's the very last source we have. That actually, that's not. He sees it when he's about to do the act, potentially.
He was grateful.
Right. So you wonder. You wonder which is the real reason. He gives two reasons. He says basically, I don't want to betray my master. And then he says, and also I'm going to sin to God. Like, which is the real reason? Right? He gives two reasons. Now, it seems, if you read the story, and you just read the text by itself, does it seem that Yosef at all was thinking about, you know, was his weaknesses, was his defense system starting to weaken? Or he just, no, refuses? Like, if you just read the text here, does it seem at all that Yosef's defenses started to weaken? I mean, on the surface, it seems no, right? And on the surface, she says to him day in and day out, you know, lie with me. And he says, no, I can't. And then she grabs him, he runs away. It seems like he's having none of this. And that's what's fascinating.
But I guess the day in, day out shows like he is weakened, right? Because why is he putting himself in a situation where it could happen? He knows nobody's there. I'm sure it's like this huge estate.
Oh,
you know,
okay, very good, you know. Joey. So Joey's arguing, he's saying, if he knows, He's saying that if he knows that she's trying to seduce him, why is he, and everyone else is gone. Like, I think Chazal say they're at some kind of pagan holiday, and she said, I'm sick. So if right. she knows, if Yosef knows she's the only one there, then right. why is he going there? Okay, good, excellent. I'm going to go through this. I'm going to show you Chazal. There's a Gemara, which there's a debate as to whether...
So I think there's a whole reason why he's later called Yehosef that we see in that one.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, I'm not going to get to that bit, but yeah.
This morning.
There is something to that. I'm going to read a Gemara, which seems to indicate that maybe Yosef, his defense system maybe started to weaken. And then we're going to try to find some evidence. And yes, Joey, that's excellent. One of the pieces of evidence is what it says there. What you're saying. Someone says what you're saying. So let's just first read. The Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, right? It's going Sota. No. Pasuk said Vahika Yom Hazeh Yivo Abayis Lasos Belachto. It was like this day, and he came to the house to do his work. Quote in air quotes, his work. Amar Rav Yochanan Malamed Sheshneihem. Lidvar ve'erit kavli. Wow, Rav Yochanan said they both intended to commit a sin. Ve'yavo baita lasos malachto, and he came to the house to do his malacha. Now, Rav and Shmuel, chadamar lasos malachto mamach, chadamar lasos tzrachav nichnas. And in Rav and Shmuel, one of them says he went to do his daily work, but one of them said he wanted to do his needs. In other words, he wanted to be with her. Ve'ein. And then it said, "Ve'enish me'anshe abayis." There's no one there. Efshar abayis gadol kabeis. She also rushed lo yabo yishwa. There was no one at home at that time. Is that possible? Tanav Yerushmo also yom chagam hu. So it was their holiday. V'hochul kol beis avos kochamim shalhem. They all went to their temple. He amran lahen. She said, "Chola he. I'm sick. Amar ein li yom she dizalkek li Yosef ki yom hazeh. There's no day that I can be with Yosef intimately other than like this day. This is the best opportunity. This is the best opportunity." Rabbi Debachaye says, "Vayonos v'yitzei achutza." Yosef fled. He ran outside. So Rabbi Debachaye says, "Yatzel lachutz." He ran outside. K'day tezishyash beriv lo titva enu. So one explanation is that he fled, so she won't chase after him. Oh, lie, or maybe neisha ratzah tzarek lichbosh et yitzro nischakim limtzol derech v'yitzachutz liskarer. Maybe that he needed to conquer his yitzer hara, so he needed to find a path to run quickly to cool down. In other words, he was getting all like aroused, I guess. He was getting all interested in being with her, and he very much wanted to be with her. And so he had to run out quickly so he'd calm down. So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and many, and we have Rav Yochanan and either Rav or Shmuel, they all say that he's intending to have an affair. So again, what's the evidence? So what's the evidence in the text? So we get to, we'll do Joey's first. Okay, we'll do Joey's first. Look at the Pirchei Kehuda. If you turn the page, this was my third piece of evidence, but since you said it, we'll read it here. It says, the Gemara is a commentary. The Pirchei Kehuda says, "V'ro baisa b'labit sh'shtem v'dvar v'er diskavdu." They both attended committed avera. Nira, it seems, the darish hachi, that Rav Yochanan expanded like this. Yosef wouldn't go to the house. You know, and he said, no one else is there. There's a prohibition of yichud. Now again, was a real halachic yichud then. But like, he understood. This is when you dafka should avoid yichud, especially if someone's making a pass at you each and every day. Well, they came into me called him Haisa Mefatel some. She's trying to seduce him. Like normally you shouldn't seclude yourself with someone of the opposite sex in general, right? Because that could lead to inappropriate behavior. And but more than this, she was trying to seduce him day in and day out. Maybe she would grab him. He was concerned. Maybe she would grab him. He wouldn't be able to control his inclination. He should have distanced himself from this. He wouldn't listen to sleep with her, to be with her. It says that he didn't listen to sleep with her or also to be with her alone. How is he now coming to be alone? Initially, day in and day out, he was Right? He wasn't. He wasn't alone. Now he's coming to be alone with her. So maybe
he was thinking.
Of this. Maybe his defense mechanism started to weaken. That's one piece of evidence. If you look in, just turn back the page to Tosfos in Maseches Sota, another explanation. Nira mishum tehotzio belashon bia vayavo habaisa kodiak nami telaso tzrachav dichnas. It says that vayika yom azav vayavo habaisa laso pelachta. Why do you have to say vayavo habaisa? Just say vayas belachta babayas. What's he came to the house? So bia we know is a term of art. It refers to intimacy. So the Torah is hinting at Balashon Bia, that he's intending, he's not Vigamazah Vayas Balachto Babayas, it is Vayavo Habaisa, Lasos Balachta, do his work. So that's another piece of evidence potentially. And I found a third piece of evidence here. The Marsha says, Yosef, Shekide Shem Shemai Besei. So we're talking about Yosef. He was in private. He was with Kadesh Shem Shemaim. He sanctified the name of heaven. What does it mean? Melamed Sheshneim Livar Avera. They both intended to commit a sin, but then he was able to control himself. Lechora, it seems. Hu Raya Listor. What do you mean? This is the proof. The proof is the opposite. As it says that Yosef sanctified Shem Shemaim and sanctified God's name in private. But then it says, wait a second. But then it says he wanted to commit a sin. So how was he Mekadosh Shem Shemaim when he wanted to commit a sin? Veishlomar, de'im lo hoya miskaven, hu kisheba labayis, gamkin ledvarvera, efshar, shemiyuras adonav peirosh gamos, kemoshe kasuv la'yo. He wanted to say that initially, you could argue that the reason why he never intended to sin is because he's afraid of the master. That's why he never intended to sin all the other days. As he told her, he said, listen, I'm afraid of the master. He gives me everything except for you. He said, this every day she's trying to seduce him. When he says no, that's not tremendous restraint. Because he's got another reason, right, why he's not having an affair with her. Because someone's going to find out, right? In other words, the halacha of yichud, by the way, right? If you know, a man's allowed to be in a room with a woman if his wife's in the house, you know, because we're not concerned that he's going to have an affair with his woman. His wife's in the house because his wife's going to kill him. Yeah. I'm saying so here Yosef, right? To say that Yosef controlled himself because he, even though she was trying to seduce him, but he's not going to do that because it's going to be the end of him, and his master's going to kill him, or he's going to put him in jail. He's going to end his life. So he says, "The ends of Kiddushim Eli Mir Sodonim Shemo Yogishu V'Davar Zeh Anshe Abayis." Mean people are going to find out about this. There are people all around. V'Halcha Ksiva Hika Yom Hazeh. It was this day of Einish Shelo Yolo Yira Me Anshe B'nei Bayis. Common also yom, as we see, he didn't have fear from the people of the house. That day was a holiday. Dashmin and Kra, the pasuk lets us hear of the biasa labayis hayagamkin ledvar veira. And when he came to the house, it was for purpose of sin. Beyomazav v'shuv kisheperish achar kach harizay kiddush Hashem b'seiser. So initially he came to the house, and that was for sin. But then he was able to use self control only because of God, not for another reason. In other words, he could have got away with this. But I want to argue that according to Marsha, maybe another piece of evidence, the fact that he was intending to sin, is that maybe the real reason, like what does he tell her? Why can't you know have an affair with you? Why? Because of the master. And yet, when the master's not around, he still goes there. Connected to what you're the reason of Pirkei Kahuna. In other words, he's the real reason why he's not doing anything is because the master is going to kill him. And now he still goes when the master's not there. So maybe he is attempting to have an affair. So I think you have like these two different approaches. And one approach is he wasn't trying to have an affair and he never was, never thinking about it, and he just ran away and he was never intending at all. And the other one is he finally is like, she's always after me. no one's around, I'm going to give in. And it's a little bit premeditated also, because...
He put himself into the position.
Right, right. It's a little premeditated because he knows no one's home. It's not like all of a sudden he just succumbed to his... His defenses were weakened, but this is part of a plan. Like, he didn't have to go to the house. He actually went to the house. And then, of course, what Rafi Weir is saying is that this, I have this Gemara in Sotah, which says, it's Rashi quotes, Ba'osa Shah. At that time, Ba'osa, Ba'osa di Yopno Shel Avi V'Niras L'Bachalot. The image of his father appeared to him in his window. Amar lo, Yosef, Asidin, Achicha, Sheyichtuv Al Avne Eifod V'Ata B'Neim. Your brothers will, in the future, their names will be written on these stones of the Eifod. And you'll be among them. Ratzoncha Shimacha Shimcha Mibinam V'Tikarei Roa Zonos. Are you going to, do you want your name to be erased because of what you're engaged in now? We get into details, a fascinating comment by, about this dream. There's probably a lot to talk about this dream. But the bottom line is he... He maybe sees the image of his father.
His brother's ruined his good time again.
I know. They're always
there. Can't let this guy alone.
He's always there. He's always there to get him, right? I hear you. So I think there might be like a kind of... right. And then, but to get your point, Joey, again, maybe the reason why she like said this is it could also be like, maybe, especially if they were both planning to have an affair. Mm-hmm. And then he backs out. She's really upset, and then she tells on him. That could be another reason. I'm saying to your point, but I want to end by making the following point. I think that there's another way to understand this. Like, you can look at one extreme. He never intended to do anything, right, the whole time, or that by this time she finally warmed down and he was going to do it until the last moment. The image of his father. I think there's another way to look at the story, because it still says. It still never says in the Torah that he intended to commit a sin. I mean, the Chazal say, but I'm saying there might be a middle ground, which is that sometimes we do things and we're a little emotionally unaware of what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we don't realize that we're going down a bad path, And we convince ourselves that we're going down the right path and we're gonna remain strong, and we're not in touch with our emotions, and we don't realize. And maybe, like, the question is like Yosef simply like a victim of circumstances beyond his control? And maybe we can argue that because Yosef was like such a saint, I wonder if he was even in touch with his emotions. And I wonder, because sometimes if you can't believe that you're ever going to sin, and you can't believe that like anything bad will happen, sometimes we can put ourselves in situations unwittingly because we're not aware of like what could happen. In other words, like, for example, like we see with Yosef, right? Like, Yosef's brothers are like, they don't like him. Right, they tell him to his face, "We don't like you," and yet Yosef is totally unaware that they're like they want to kill him, and they want to, like, he's like, it can't be they're going to want to do this to me. He's such a saint. He's a little bit of an absent-minded, and he doesn't realize that the brothers are out to get him. He doesn't realize, let's say, that at the end of this parsha, the butler's just going to forget about him. He doesn't realize that the wife of Potiphar is actually going to grab him and try to seduce him. Like, could be, it might even be that he went there to do his work, and then she actually grabbed, this is the first time maybe that she actually grabbed him. And he's like, well, she just flirts with me, and I'm just going to ignore her. But do you think that she's actually going to grab him? He should have thought that, but like he sometimes, maybe he's a little naive. Maybe, he might be naive about himself. So I'm not sure. He's either naive about her, and maybe even naive about himself. Like, I'm saying, there could be like a, when you say he intended for a Dvar Veira, but there could be like an in-between kind of position where he's not totally in touch with his emotions. Because, like, on the one hand, the text doesn't say anything, but there are hints to it. And I think that, you know, it's like sometimes the characteristic of a saint is the inability to see evil in someone else. And maybe sometimes is not... also see, not say evil, is that that the weakening of his character in himself. And this is why Yosef almost falters with the wife of Potiphar. And I think the point is, even before, you know, if there was no, I don't know, was there halachic Yisra Yichud before? Maybe whether or not there was an Yisra Yichud, but I think Yosef should have known better. I think that sometimes, even if we had the right motivations, we need to sometimes be Roas Anola. We need to think of, again, I know everything's a slippery slope, right? Because everything's a slippery slope. But like sometimes, I think this is like just bad judgment, maybe because he was so holy. Sometimes being so holy can sometimes lead to bad judgment, which almost did Yosef in.